Today, I will be talking about water access and wealth disparity in Panama. Hope you enjoy. During 2017, I spent the summer living in Panama. I lived about 3 hours away from Panama City in the central province of Coclay in a small rural community of 1,000 called Baquia. Throughout my time living in rural Panama, there were many new things I had to get used to. Daily aguaceros, everyone showing up at least an hour late to every event, cats and dogs everywhere, latrines, the local slang and fast pace of speaking, and much more. I also had to make a lot of lifestyle changes, like getting up with the rooster calls, having to give up my vegetarian diet, sleeping in a mosquito net, and the biggest one for me was having limited access to water. Everyone in my community had access to water through a gravitational aqueduct system that brought water down from the hills to people's homes through a PVC pipe system. While people had access to water, they did not have continuous access. Most days, we would only have running water in the mornings. After the daily 3 p.m. aguaceros, the water would go out for the next 12 hours. Sometimes, the community would not have access to running water for days. The longest time without water that I experienced was 3 days, but my host mom told me that during the dry season, they could sometimes be without running water for up to a week. This made it so community members would have to store large containers of water when they did have access, so they could be more adequately prepared for the times of no access. After experiencing the situation, I got to wondering how water access looks throughout all of Panama. Was my experience unique, or are there issues with water access throughout the whole country? It is important to start out with some background and mention the wealth disparity in Panama. According to the Pan Am Post, Panama's inequality is one of the highest in Latin America. And additionally, Latin America is a region with some of the highest inequalities in the world. According to the World Bank, Panama has been one of the fastest growing economies in the world, with an average annual growth rate of 4.6% over the last 5 years. Panama has been called a GDP success story. This is because the country has grown twice as fast as other countries in the region in the last 15 years. All thanks to the extremely profitable canal, which Panama finally gained control of from the US in 2000. Even with the large amount of financial growth and wealth, there are sharp regional disparities that predominate. There is extreme poverty in rural areas, which are mainly inhabited by indigenous people and people of Afro descent. Access to basic services is not universal and remains linked to factors such as geographic location, education levels, ethnicity, and household income levels. A prime example of this inequality is that indigenous men and women living in rural areas have a life expectancy that is 11 years shorter than Panama's overall life expectancy. According to the World Development Indicators, Panama has extremes of wealth and poverty. The wealthiest 20% of Panamanians control more than 50% of the country's wealth, while the poorest 40% only control 12%. The wealthiest Panamanians live lifestyles similar to Americans, while the majority of the nation's population lives in poverty. After understanding the prevailing issues of wealth inequality in Panama, we can now move on to the issues with water access. As one of the most prosperous and developed countries in Central America, Panama is a leader in the area regarding sanitation and water quality. Current estimates say that 93% of Panamanians have access to an improved water source, while 69% have access to improved sanitation. Despite these numbers, there have been many challenges in recent years pertaining to water quality in Panama, especially in rural areas. According to research done by the Center for Latin American Studies at UC Berkeley, in 2013, a fourth of the country's population of 3.8 million did not have 24-hour access to water, while 600,000 lacked access to a potable supply, and 30,000 relied on tank trucks to deliver drinking water. According to The Guardian, recent studies about the effects of climate change have suggested that periods of flood and drought may threaten both Panama's water quality and the water supply in the Panama Canal. This may pose a huge threat to Panama's shipping industry, as it takes around 52 million gallons of water just to move one ship through the canal. According to Wren Greenery on the Council of Hemispheric Affairs, one recent threat towards water quality in Panama has been the agricultural runoffs in rural area that may contain pesticides, animal feces, and other contaminants. After facing pressure to confront the issue in 2015, Panama's National Assembly created the Ministry of the Environment to focus on giving rural residents consistent access to clean water. There have been many recent moves from outside programs and governmental programs to try and help increase access of water to rural indigenous populations. There are still glaring inconsistencies on who has access to water, how much water they have access to, and the quality of water they have. Overall, Panama is a relatively rich and prosperous country in its region due to profits from the canal. With this wealth also comes many issues on how the wealth is distributed. There are clear wealth disparities throughout the country, with the population living in Panama City having the most money, while the majority of the population who live throughout the country have very little wealth in comparison, and many people are living in poverty. We can see these same disparities when it comes to access to and quality of water. There needs to be more done by the government of Panama to more equally distribute the wealth so everyone in Panama is able to have good quality access to water. People like my host family deserve the basic right of having consistent access to water. By having poor quality access to water, people's lives are put in danger. Having quality access to water should be more widely recognized as a human right. There needs to be more done by everyone to help make this a reality. To learn more about the human rights to water and sanitation and what you can do to help, go to unwater.org. Thank you for listening to this podcast on water access and wealth disparity in Panama.